day, and welcome to the Videocon D2H Q1 FY16 earnings conference call hosted by Macquarie. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. This conference call includes forward-looking statements within the meaning of safe harbor provisions of the United States Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Such forward-looking statements are based on current expectations that are subject to risk and uncertainties. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Alankar Garude. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Lizanne. Hello, everyone. On behalf of Macquarie, I would like to thank you all for joining us for Videocon D2H Q1 FY16 earnings con call. From the management, we have with us Mr. Saurabh Dhoot, Executive Chairman, Mr. Anil Khera, CEO, and Mr. Rohit Jain, Deputy CEO. I would now hand the call to Mr. Saurabh Dhoot for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all for joining the call, and thanks to Macquarie for hosting our call today. Our board members, management team, and I would like to welcome you all on our Q1 FY16 results call. I'm pleased to declare that with the hard work, dedication, and diligent execution by our team led by our CEO, we concluded our Q1 FY16 results with a strong performance. Q1 FY16 subscription revenues reported strong growth of close to a third growth over year-on-year to rupees 5.99 billion. Q1 total revenues grew 23.3% year-on-year to rupees 6.63 billion. Adjusted EBITDA grew 28.3% year-on-year to rupees 1.90 billion. That's approximately a little over $30 million. Adjusted EBITDA margin expanded 110 basis points year-on-year to 28.7% despite substantially lower content costs in the base quarter last year. That's before the renewal of our long-term content agreements. We added 0.61 million gross subscribers in the quarter gone by. ARPU came in at rupees 205 versus rupees 187 in Q1 of last year. That's roughly close to 10% growth year-on-year. Adjusted EBITDA minus CapEx came in at a positive rupees 374 million, giving us comfort around ability to fund growth and achieving full cash flow breakeven in near future soon. Net loss for the year came in at INR 244 million. That's a 56.3% improvement over the quarter one of last year. Let's discuss the key parameters which we use to really track and evaluate our business. On the subscriber growth front, we added 0.61 million gross subscribers in Q1. I'm happy to share that we have been fastest growing pay TV operator in India for the last 4 years with a market share of 25%-27%. We have been adding 2.5 million-2.7 million gross subscribers each year. We believe we will continue to lead the market in terms of incremental market share. Going forward, we expect subscriber growth to gain momentum as digitization progresses. We believe around 100 million homes will be up for grabs by digital cable and DTH operators in the next 4 to 5 years. DTH should gain a higher market share in phase 3, phase 4 in comparison to the earlier two phases, and we will further gain from this. On the ARPU front, our ARPU has grown from rupees 150 levels in FY13 to rupees 205 in this quarter, the last quarter. This has been a function of increase in the pack prices, higher HD uptake, and value-added services. Base pack prices have gone up from rupees 180 in April 2012 to rupees 241 levels now. We believe this should continue to grow at least in line with inflation. We have been seeing strong demand on the higher premium content packages. HD pack prices are at least two and a half times the base pack price, and HD subscribers represent 10% of our total net sub base. We expect this trend to continue and result in ARPU growth. The incremental share of HD subscribers is even higher. We operate several of our own proprietary channels, some of which, such as D2H Music, D2H Cinema, etc., are driven by subscription. We also launched innovative value-added services recently, and we are very encouraged by the traction we have been getting from them. The effect of the recent Feb 15 price increase is partly reflected in Q4 of last year, which was reported earlier, and partly in this quarter, with the marginal effect to flow into coming quarters and potential price increase in FY16, we feel comfortable about the ARPU trend line. On the revenue growth front, while a significant proportion of our revenue is driven by subscription revenue, which is a result of net subscriber base and ARPU, which we just discussed, we remain focused on growing other sources of revenue as well. We see two strong drivers of our other revenue growth, mainly advertising revenue and carriage revenue, and we are very excited about these. These gained significant traction in Q1 as was expected. For example, we reported advertising revenue of Rs. 81 million in this quarter. This compares to Rs. 100 million for the full fiscal year 2015. We now operate around 10 of our own channels across genres such as music, kids, and Bollywood. We launched 3 of our own channels in this quarter, namely D2H Nursery Rhymes, D2H Cinema HD, and one more music channel. We also launched 3 active services, namely Active Kids, Active Games, and Active Learning in this quarter. These are beginning to get traction, and we are very encouraged by this. I'm happy to share, continuing this focus, we are planning to launch our own branded Hollywood channel in Q2 of this year. This is exclusively for our subscriber base. Lastly, we have recently set up an advertising team to sell ad inventory on a platform, mainly on our own branded proprietary channels. We are already seeing an encouraging response from multiple advertisers. Carriage or bandwidth revenue is another focus area for us, given our bandwidth advantage and, of course, our market leadership position in the DTH sector. Carriage revenue will continue to grow as we have become the platform of choice for the new broadcasters and new channels coming up in India. Both of these, advertising and carriage, is very largely margin accretive. On the EBITDA front, we had achieved EBITDA breakeven FY13, that's within 4 years.